AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. French President Emmanuel Macron says he was told by Russian President Vladimir Putin, Putin would not further escalate the tensions over Ukraine. But he also tempered expectations. Macron is in Kyiv now. Here's the AP's Charles Deladesma.
Following talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, Vladimir Putin noted that the US and NATO have ignored Moscow's demands, but also signaled his readiness to continue negotiations. He also warned that Ukraine's accession to NATO could trigger a war between Russia and the alliance. Macron, in turn, said the upcoming days will be crucial and deep discussions together will be needed. He added, it's Europe's duty to find a solution to try to rebuild good neighborly ties with Russia.
The Kremlin is denying reports Macron and Putin struck a deal on de-escalating the crisis. Several families whose loved ones died or were critically injured while trying to escape a smoke-filled Bronx apartment building are suing the owners, alleging safety violations. Benjamin Crump is an attorney representing the families.
If we don't follow the safety rules, people die. People like our two-year-old client, our three-year-old client.
17 people were killed in New York, 8 of them children. The University of California agreed to pay $246 million to settle allegations hundreds of women were sexually abused by a former UCLA gynecologist. Lawmakers in Canada are getting more worried about the economic effects of disruptive coronavirus demonstrations. The busiest border crossing between the U.S. and Canada, the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, became partially blocked by truckers protesting vaccine mandates and other coronavirus restrictions. Demonstrations started in the capital, Ottawa. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan announced he will not run for the Senate in his state. Stocks are moving higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. American Express will offer checking accounts with rewards. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
American Express has launched its own checking account, which will allow its customers to collect its popular membership rewards points the same way they do on its credit and charge cards. The checking account will come with a debit card and an annual interest yield of 0.5%. The debit card will give account holders one membership reward point for every $2 they spend. Right now, the company says the new checking account will only be available for current existing Amex credit card holders. I'm Shelley Adler.
A handful of Americans donated at least $1 billion to charity last year, according to the Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual ranking of 50 Americans who gave the most to charity. Bill Gates and Melinda French Gates top the list, pledging $15 billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They announced their pledge 2 months after shocking the philanthropic world with the news they plan to divorce. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.